AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Police in Los Angeles are looking into the discovery of a knife a man claims was found at O.J. Simpson's former home. 22 years ago, Simpson was acquitted of murder charges in the stabbing deaths of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman. The weapon used has been a mystery for decades. Captain Andrew Nyman with the LAPD says they are looking over that knife.
They are going to study it and examine it for all forensics, including serology and DNA and hair samples, and that is ongoing as we speak.
In 1997, a jury found O.J. Simpson civilly liable for the killings. He's in a Nevada prison on unrelated robbery and kidnapping charges. President Obama is very happy with the February jobs report. The unemployment rate held steady at 4.9%. 242,000 jobs were added. The AP's Sagar Magani is live with details.
And the president told reporters while meeting with his economic team that the numbers don't lie, countering what he calls the alternate reality displayed on the campaign trail by candidates saying the nation is down in the dumps.
It's not. America's pretty darn great right now.
Taking a shot at Donald Trump's campaign slogan, the president says he doesn't know if the facts will cause the candidate's doomsday rhetoric to change. Ed.
That's AP Sagar Magani. A day after the Detroit debate, GOP presidential candidate Ted Cruz says Donald Trump is getting advice on foreign affairs from Richard Haass.
For him to admit that the first name he listens to on foreign policy is the president of the Council on Foreign Relations, a liberal Hillary Clinton acolyte, is a fairly extraordinary admission.
Marco Rubio says he would support Donald Trump in November if he wins the GOP presidential nomination. The government is investigating complaints brakes can fail on the country's most popular vehicle, Ford F-150 pickup trucks. This is AP Radio News. In honor of her upcoming 90th birthday, there's a Clean for the Queen campaign in Britain. Some people like it. Some people don't.
Litter appears to have become a weapon of class war in Britain, where a campaign urging people to clean for the Queen's 90th has stirred both trash tidying volunteers and howls of anger. Litter picking events around Britain are starting now, but some find the idea of tidying up to honour a hereditary monarch insulting. An anti-monarchy group suggests the Queen should put some of her fortune into cleaning the streets as a thank you for her years of privilege. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Rupert Murdoch is a married man again. The man who owns the Fox Network, Fox News Channel, and the New York Post exchanged vows with Jerry Hall in London. She was Mick Jagger's partner for many years. The two never married. Rupert Murdoch tweeted he feels like the luckiest and happiest man in the world. This is his fourth marriage. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.